The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
5:23, me and Paul checking in, printing, scanning, taking notes, getting ready. Finally Friday, 27th October. November's here next week. That came around fast. That means Drip Giveaway is coming up. Flakesgiving coming up. Had a pretty good turnout last night at the Bet Casino. That was a good location for a lot of people. Talked to a lot of folks that have gone on the trip before. The number of people this year, I don't know, maybe more than ever. This is my year. I need this trip. Well, I bet if you've never gone and you heard about it for the last 27, I'll bet you do need this trip.
We played Forever's As Far As I'll Go from Alabama for Roger and Kathy. And they've been on the trip before, having their, 51st?
I think so.
Anniversary?
Yep. And I'll tell you what's impressive about that. He called and requested that 3 days ago.
And we remembered it.
As scatterbrained as I am at this age anymore.
Well, but you don't forget a gal like that. I mean, folks, when they went, she left Mexico with more ones than she went down there with. I mean, nobody forgets a gal like that, Mark.
This is true.
But, no, nice couple and 51 years together, so.
Alabama, the first country group to go triple platinum. No country group had ever sold 3 million albums until they did it with both Feel So Right and Roll On, both albums, 3 million copies.
And we had some lady last night said she wants her aunt to challenge Mark in a music trivia contest. Listen to this stuff rolling off his tongue. He can't help it. It's in his DNA.
It is.
I thought, I'll put the farm on Mark. She'd lose.
Cold out this morning, 5 degrees at the airport. I had 6 at the house.
I had 0. I'm sure it'll be below 0 before the morning starts. And high today, 17 or something like that? So snow's over. And of course, this morning I'm listening to the news on the way in, and they were doing the weather, and they talked about temperatures on the East Coast, folks, because temperatures in the Midwest and the East Coast, this was a major story this morning, are going to be 10 degrees above normal. Once again, emphasizing the hot, destructive planet. 10 degrees above normal. Folks, we're going to be 17 today. Our normal is 54.
that didn't make the news, huh?
That's 37 degrees below normal. They just said cold out west, but temperatures in the east, Mark, are going to be 10 degrees above normal. They piss me off, them guys.
Me too, because it's not accurate reporting.
No. The agenda-based people are sickening. We're 37 degrees below normal, but they mention them being 10 degrees warmer.
And they always highlight the places that are having hotter weather.
Right, always, with the red dots.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the red dots. And once again, the Billings Gazette, the proprietor of fake news, has a headline in today's paper, "Election Denier is the New Speaker." Not true. And it's an AP writer, and of course they pick it up and put it in there. And these people are trained to bash conservatism in America all the time. That's how they're trained to write. Mike Johnson, elected speaker Wednesday. 3-week standoff among Republicans. He took the lead in filing a lawsuit that sought to overturn Biden's presidential election win. No, he did not. That's not why he filed the lawsuit. He filed the lawsuit because he wanted to challenge the results of the election. That's what he did. Not overturn. That was the Democrat word that was sent out that everybody was forced to use. He challenged the election results, something that every candidate in every race, in every state, in every city, in every county has the right to do, is challenge election results. They can ask for recounts. They can ask for all kinds of things. Ballot information. They can all challenge election results. But they've decided to use the word overturn. Every single Democrat in the Senate, when President Trump was elected, tried to overturn the presidential election that year. Hillary Clinton went as far as to hire a guy to create a phony document and paid them $9 million to try to get president thrown out. That crook.
Mm-hmm.
She went as far as to pay somebody $9 million to lie and create fake documents.
And what coverage did that get?
Yeah.
Not much.
Was that to overturn the result of an election? No. All this stuff is overturned. I can't stand these people. They make me sick. Just like our city council election that's going on right now. If it's close or if they think there's something phony, fishy, they can challenge the election results. That's the way the system works. Mm-hmm. Nothing illegal about it. So this guy challenged the election results, and you're upset about him, but yet the leader of the Democrat Party, that Jeffries, his dad was a radical nut job, anti-Semitic person that has just an awful past, and that's where he got all his influence, and you won't hear any of his background at all.
No.
None. Zero. Two-faced phonies. Can't even read it. Can't even read it. So that's why we're going to Mexico. You get the hell away from all this for mm-hmm. a week. Don't have to worry about it. You know, garbage. Spew the rhetoric.
Oh, boy.
There's 10 articles on Trump today in the paper and none on Biden.
Well, it kind of tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, every article all the time is about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even president.
No.
He's a private citizen right now who wants to run for president.
Anything they can do to derail that man before the election.
These people just drive me nuts. Headline in the paper today, climate changes, the cost have been calculated. A new study in Montana said if we fail to address climate change, this is a bad day for that article to appear, by the way, that Montana's recreation and tourism economy could cost us 8,800 jobs and $263 million in labor earnings. Could. It could. What kind of study says could? Huh? That's speculative. That's his opinion is what it is. That's not a study if it could.
Right.
Studies give you results, folks. Not could. And you know who did it? Guy runs Fish and Wildlife Agency. Let me see. Found his name here. Frank Zolosi. Executive Director, Montana Wildlife Federation. Your study is phony. He went to college,
mm-hmm.
and they taught him how to do these things. They taught him how to do studies that would take the liberal progressive approach, the environmentalism approach to a study, and do it that way, rather than the truth. That's all BS. Folks, I just read a story in the week about visitation in Yellowstone Park in September. Was great. It was up.
Mm-hmm.
No, climate change. The nicer the weather, the better for wildlife, the better for plant growth, the better for human health, the better for outdoor activity, the better for animal survival rates in the spring, all those kind of things. It's better for agriculture. You think we want frost in June? Mm-hmm. No, we want warm weather.
Right.
Thomas Power. You know who he is, Mark? I don't either, but it says here he's a well-known professor at the University of Montana. University of Montana. He helped author the study. The research is based on a scenario where we do nothing globally to mitigate climate change.
Uh-huh.
Why would you base a study on something that we're not doing? Because we are doing everything to address climate change. Every move made in this nation now is based on climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And their study was based on a scenario if we do nothing. Well, that's not happening. So why even do that study? That's like doing a study on diet results for a human based on if they don't cut back on any of their calorie intake or increase their exercise.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a study on what their weight will be. That's a dumbass study based on a scenario if we don't do anything. We've been doing things for 70 years and haven't stopped it. But once again, people were brainwashed early to believe that men and women and the inability of our Congress, and only ours, not spending zillions of dollars on different environmental packages just in the United States is going to affect the weather patterns of our universe and our planet for the next 100 years.
And that's what it is. And when you say it like that, how could you believe that there's something going on?
You can't.
You can't.
A bill is going to be able to control the weather on the planet, folks. Or a new law will be able to control temperatures throughout the region. It looks at projections from the Montana Climate Assessment Team, who all went to college and were trained to take specific views about the environment and climate change. They asked them to do this stuff. What?
Yeah, nobody from our side gets to respond.
Never. That's not research.
No.
No. It's a joke. They got you all fooled, and you folks all bought it. Y'all bought it. You bought in. And all the new kids coming up, 30 and younger, they were all trained. They're the new soldiers out there. They've all been groomed and trained, so they're all in. Every single child in America now knows that if Congress can pass bills and spend money, you can control the temperatures in the planet, the depths of the ocean, the hurricane strengths. Especially if you vote Democrat, then you really can control weather, temperatures, snowfall levels, droughts, floods. You can control all of that by voting for the right person. And they all believe it.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They all believe it. They never tell us what our goal is. They never tell us what they want the temperature to be and how they determined what our temperatures should be in the hottest months of the year and the coldest, what our extremes should be. They haven't told us. If they know that these aren't normal, then what are the normal extremes?
It's like you always say, what do you want it to be?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the temperature that you think you want?
They don't give you that.
It's not a thermostat. You can't set it.
That's right. They don't give you that, though. Well, it's just these things are more numerous. Well, how many's normal then? Because I went back to hurricanes ever since they've been keeping track. Covered all that once. You notice this hurricane season, outside of the one that hit a Florida, didn't pound the United States like they expected, did it?
No, it didn't.
Well, they went a different place this year. Now they were down off the coast of Mexico. They had a couple. We'll pick that spot then. Folks, did you hear about all the records we set in September? I didn't either. No, but we did have hotter temperatures in the northern hemisphere in the month of August. They covered that one. They didn't cover June, when we all froze our ass off and still had our furnaces running in June in the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
June was never mentioned. August was the month that we want to use in our research.
Right.
Yeah. My ass. Guest opinion in the paper, a pro-coal bill must be stopped. Yeah. People are going to change their minds when we run out of power and...
Well, we're spoiled right now. No, nobody's had to go without.
Yeah, they're going to have to. They have to buy these cars that cost fortunes. And it's just. There's an article in the paper today about love it or hate it. Candy corn spurs strong feelings. That's a very interesting article, Mark.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And the timing is great.
Yeah, it's perfect. FWP seeking information on the mule deer that was shot and left to rot. Private land between Fishtail and Absorkey. A member of the public reported the deer 20 yards from a road. The buck was likely shot on Saturday. Hunters are prohibited from wasting any part of a game animal that is suitable for food. That includes the penis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they eat those in China, so I think any hunter out there should have to consume that immediately upon kill. Just like when you tag it.
Among the many reasons I don't hunt.
Oh, my gosh. They might be able to find out who did that through ballistics and all kinds of stuff, but we still don't know where that bag of cocaine came from in the White House.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. I see all these people out there. They go hunting, and then they chop up the heart and mix it with potatoes and eat it for breakfast.
And good for you. you can have mine.
Mark will have the fancy filet, please.
Famous filet,
that's what it is. Yeah.
The carrot souffle wasn't bad.
Yeah. I've never been a big wild game fan, and I got my own beef, so I don't have to have wild game.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody last night say, "Hey, Paul, if things get tough, we're coming to your place." No, you're not. You're not. You won't get by the gate.
No.
Oh, yeah, we're coming out there. We know you're ready. Well, why don't you get ready?
Right.
People in America now, folks, are all wussies. Couldn't handle it if things got tough. What a bunch of sissies. Oh, it's too hard. I can't do that. I can't be to work by 7:30. It's too hard.
As Halloween approaches, the Roadside Event Center in Huntley has some spine-tingling surprises for you. Join them Friday, October 27th for spooky Halloween bingo. Prizes, costumes, and eerie excitement.
But here's the big one, folks.
Saturday, October 28th, the Roadside Event Center presents the Exit 53 Halloween Party. The Halloween Bash of the Year. Dressed to impress, it'll be one for the books. The Roadside Event Center. Delicious food, thrilling games, and unforgettable entertainment.
Can't wait to see you there.
We couldn't survive tough times anymore. America doesn't know. They don't know what it was like to have really, really tough times, to have to fend for yourself and without somebody coming to your aid. Or, I mean, they couldn't survive. Power bill's going to go up. They approved Wednesday a bill, regulatory status, that will allow Northwestern Energy's rates to go up by 28%.
Pretty healthy increase.
They started in August of 22. Actually, the rates for natural gas customers, though, will actually go down a little bit. That's the answer, folks. We have so much of that. No, Mark, he's a big fan of natural gas. Public Service Commission voted for the rate increase. Isn't it funny? We get to vote on all of those energies that impact your life except gasoline.
Exactly right. Why is there no Public Service Commission for that?
Mm-hmm. Too powerful, too big, too many lobbyists. And the reason it's going up, folks, one of the main things, two things. Listen to this closely. Here you go again. You voted for it. Reason for the increase from the power companies. Infrastructure investments and taxes. Where did all those directives come from? Your Democrat Party.
That's right.
You did it. Don't look at me. Don't look at conservatives. They didn't do it. They didn't eliminate fossil fuels, coal burning power plants. They didn't do that. The Democrats did it. Democrats made them have a certain amount of all of their electricity produced by solar and wind. They mandated that.
Mm-hmm.
They mandate batteries in vehicles. They mandate higher taxes for things like recreational centers, swimming pools, hockey arenas. Who does that? Democrats did it. And so your power bill is going to go up by 28%. Conservatives didn't do that to you.
No.
We embrace fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
Our natural resources that are under the ground that God gave us to use. We know how to burn them cleanly and efficiently now more than ever before. But they didn't. And so your rates are going up 28%. They did it to you. You voted for it. You're the ones. Don't point your finger at these are big corporate profit companies. No, they're not. Infrastructure. Folks, you just can't put a windmill up for nothing.
Right.
And you got to pay leases every year to have that property, pay for the infrastructure, all of that maintenance, solar fields, mandated that they get a certain percentage of power now from natural.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats did that to them. And we all know about taxes. We all know who votes for them all the time. The people that use it the most. Democrats. They use more tax dollars than anybody. Democrats do. And you're always invited to call and argue the point. We can show you poll after poll after poll the difference between the parties on people that support the development of our natural gas abilities, thermal energy, coal-fired power, because we have scrubbers and cleaners now that can make it so efficient. You can look at the poll numbers. Or you can look at those newly groomed soldiers 30 years and under that have been taught in school about Mr. Nasty Boy out there, Mr. Fossil Fuel. Well, your power's going up 28%. That'll take another chunk of your money besides the taxes. The five members voted for the rate increase, and they were Republicans. They had two. Northwestern is the largest power company in Montana. They have 398,200 metered electric customers in Montana. And they have 209,000 natural gas customers in the state of Montana. And one of the reasons why we have a Public Service Commission, folks, is just that. Power is a necessity.
Yeah.
You have to have it. And so you just can't let a company have free reign and just raise it whenever they want. And if you don't pay, that's what the United Auto Workers are doing right now.
Yeah.
They walked out. There's nobody that regulates that. They held a gun to the owners' heads. Well, we get this or we walk. I'd have fired every one of them and get new people in. But they do that for power because then you would be forced to pay it. But they don't do it for gasoline, and everybody needs that. Too many lobbyists, too much power in Washington. Customers' monopoly utilities are legally recognized as captive, meaning that they lack the free market choice of shopping around for a better deal. Well, how do you shop around for a better deal for gasoline? Gasoline is gasoline. It's not like you can go to a different place and put water in your gas tank to run your car.
No.
A residential customer who paid an average of $91 a month for electricity when they filed the rate increase in August will pay an additional $304 a year for power now, or about an additional $25 a month under these new terms for your power. Much of the rate's already been incorporated in your bills already because they added a 19% increase back in October of last year. Additionally, they approved a $13.58 million increase in tax collections starting in 23. The rates for natural gas are decreasing. That bill fell about $37 a year. Generally, market prices for natural gas have been trending downward for the past year. Well, great. Then how come our fertilizer prices have skyrocketed then and they make it from natural gas? You pieces of horse meat. God, Mark.
I know.
Guy David Hemian from Jefferson County said, I'm on a fixed income, and now you're going to increase this cost $350 a year. Well, David, from Jefferson County, who did you vote for?
Yeah.
That held a gun to these energy companies' heads, folks. Who did you vote? Nobody ever thinks of that when they fill that box. What's it going to mean down the road? What your people are doing to you, you never think of that. You know, Northwestern had to build that big gas-fired power plant out there by Laurel. Cost Northwestern Energy $275 million.
Wow.
And the cost of that plant is not included in the rate increase approved. That will come next year when they ask for part of that to be. You can't hold a gun to these companies' heads and force them to do this stuff and have them make it. They just can't. Businesses, you know, they pay huge increases for power. There's a lot of businesses that use a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to pay. They have to pay power, then they'll will pass those expenses on to you. You'll pay for that one. Hundreds of thousands of Montana homes are already reeling from their increased property taxes and food costs. And now they got to pay 28% more on their electricity bills. Ho, ho, wait till the new recreational bill passes.
That's right.
Well, they won't mention that in the article. That's different. That's recreation. $143 million more. All these things add up, folks. And folks, who put that forth? Huh? Once again, who put that bill forth? Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cole, Democrat members of the Billings Council, your Billings Chamber, loaded with them, top to bottom, all pushing for this. And you know who's going to pay that on your property taxes? You are.
Mm-hmm.
And where did that come from? The Democrats pushed that through. They wanted it. You voted for them. You keep voting for them. And they just keep sticking it right up your sphincter muscle and going right into your wallet. More and more and more. And you keep voting for them. What the hell, folks? If you're burning your finger by putting it on the hot stove, you don't just keep putting your finger on the hot stove then. You quit.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't even know what their increase in their property taxes are yet because you haven't yet got their statements. They're coming out here. That's why it was Mr. Sneaky Snake that got these ballots out for the rec center before you got your property tax
mm-hmm.
statements.
Mm-hmm.
Don't vote for them. Don't even check a box yet until you see that. And check the box that says up your butt with a piece of glass on it after you get your increases. Skyrocketing housing and food cost. Also, Where'd that come from? Where did all this inflation come from, folks? Spending. Government spending.
As Halloween approaches, the Roadside Event Center in Huntley has some spine-tingling surprises for you.
Join them Friday, October 27th for spooky Halloween bingo.
Prizes, costumes, and eerie excitement.
But here's the big one, folks.
Saturday, October 28th, the Roadside Event Center presents the Exit 53 Halloween Party.
The Halloween Bash of the Year. Dressed to impress, it'll be one for the books. The Roadside Event Center. Delicious food, thrilling games, and unforgettable entertainment.
Can't wait to see you there.
Trillions pumped in the economy. More dollars chasing the same amount of goods is inflation. That's basic economics that they don't teach to our young children because they don't want you to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, brainwashing the generations. Where did all that inflation came from? Them. You voted for it. Inflation affected by high energy prices at the pumps. Where did that come from? You know, you voted for it. You pay it. We had $2, under $2 gas. Trump was president, cranking it out, sending diesel fuel and gasoline to other countries.
That's right.
You voted for it, and now you're bitching and moaning because energy costs are up, your taxes are up, and inflation is eating into your paycheck. Who did you vote for? Who did you vote for? Want more evidence on it today? I can find it for you. I printed it up here. Because I knew there'd be something that we needed to talk about here. Let's see here. It's in the stack here. I haven't had a chance to go through this yet. Mark Mont got me all confused and mixed up. Anyway, the news story out this morning about inflation. It's eating up more and more of people's income. They can't keep up with the cost increases. Well, once again, where did that come from? Where did it come from? Get to it here in a second. Many headline today, Associated Press. Many Americans say their household expenses are outpacing their earnings. They can't keep up. Two out of three Americans. For those of you that have gone to our educational facilities over the last 30 years that can't do basic math, that's 66% of Americans. Their household expenses have risen so much they can't keep up, even if their income has increased. Household expenses outpace their earnings. Many are expressing concerns about their financial futures now. Well, who are you voting for? Household debt is rising. Credit card debt is at an all-time high, folks. 4 out of 10 are dealing with auto loans that they can't pay. 1 in 4 have medical debt. Only 15% of people in America said that they've been able to increase their savings over the past year. 15%. Cost of groceries, as you know, have gone up. 8 out of 10 Americans, for those of you that can't do basic math, that went through our system in the last 30 years, that's 80% of Americans said their household debt is higher than it even was a year ago. Bills are crazy, said Tracy Gonzalez out of San Antonio. Few Americans said they're confident that they could pay an unexpected medical expense if they had to. Only 18% of people who are at retirement age, this is scary, said they have enough money for retirement. Now, that's a different animal. That's more about discipline, priorities over your last 65 years of life. All of those kind of things go into that. Here's a guy. Folks, here's a guy who is 61. He is an audio engineer in Pittsburgh. And listen to this. I've been looking forward to retirement my entire life. Recently, he's 61 years old, Mark. Recently, though, I realized it's just not going to happen. His wife still has $30,000 of student debt. He's 61.
Well, unless you married some 22-year-old, what have you been doing?
61.
Wow.
30% of Americans are foregoing any major purchases. 25% of U.S. adults have student debt. Why? Well, you voted for the guys that will give an 18-year-old child $65,000 to spend any way they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's really smart. You give an 18-year-old who just got out of high school a chunk of dough. They don't even make the payments, Mark. The government doesn't say, okay, we're going to send $12,000 to the university for tuition.
Right.
Here's $800 for your rent, blah, blah, this. They don't even do that. What do you think's going to happen? And what do you think universities are going to do when they know no matter what they charged, it will be financed by the U.S. government? That's another problem. Here's a guy. This is okay. Here, you're going to get a Paulism here. Here's a guy who's 77 out of Ohio said inflation's my biggest concern. I'm on a fixed income. Hell, a box of movie candy and snow caps has gone up $1.50 over the last year. This guy's on a fixed income, and he's going to movies, and he's buying snow caps and popcorn at the movies, Mark, and he's on a fixed income. Movies that are probably 15 to 20 bucks a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know what your problem is.
Mm-hmm.
See? Basics. Economic basics are killing Americans, too, by the way. We can't just blame inflation. Economic basic principles. Jerry Putman, 85. She's been following the ongoing auto worker strikes with sympathy for the workers. I don't think it's out of line what they're asking for. Says this 85-year-old woman. You're 85, Jerry. You don't think it's ridiculous that they want 20% of their entire paycheck free?
Mm-hmm.
They only want to work 30. They get 168 hours a week of life, and they only want to work 32 of them. That will, folks, that will give them 136 hours of free time a week, and they work 32. And she doesn't think it's ridiculous what they want. I did an article on that. The average factory line worker, 97,000. 54% of Americans describe their household financial situation as okay or good. 18 to 29-year-olds having a difficult time. Only 39% of them said that their finances are good. That surprises me. It's even that high. 75% of Americans said our nation's economy is poor right now. 75%. Look who you voted for. Only 3 in 10 said they're confident they've got enough money for retirement. Grocery products are going up 20, 30, and 40%. There's no call for that. Other grocery market people making more money. They're ripping off the consumer. I wish Mr. Biden would do something about that. Hey, dumbass. He's the one behind the increases.
Mm-hmm.
His war on fossil fuels, transportation costs, labor costs, taxes, inflation with all that money pumped in the economy. Where do you think all that came from? The poll was 1,163 adults. It was conducted the first week of October. And you're looking, folks, you're seeing the result of policies. That's what this is. This is the effect of policies. And you can't sit down with someone and have a rational discussion and explain to them why this is happening and have them buy in, because they've been trained.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that. They don't understand the root of the problem. They don't understand the root of the problem. You know, you have to know why you're getting cavities. Well, I don't understand why Mr. Biden doesn't do more about preventing cavities. Well, you have to know why you get a cavity. Your diet, what you're eating, your dental care, what you do at home. Are you flossing, brushing twice a day? You eat all those sweets? No wonder you're getting cavities. Nobody looks at the root of the problem. Just like this Northwestern Energy thing, 28%. Their infrastructure, they had a gun held to their head.
Yeah.
They got to build all these wind turbines, power plants. Their property taxes from Democrats voting all for recreational centers and bike trails and all that. Oh, it would be so nice. All this, they pay huge taxes. Huge, the refineries too. Well, why do you think they're going up? You have to look at the root of these problems. And you got to fix that. The head of the snake, that's the problem. So... Don't know what to tell you, except you got to check the right box, folks. That's all there is to it. Got to check the right box. And nobody's coming to my house. I know where I'm going when you ain't coming to my house. They're not coming to my house, so you better get ready. Things get tough.
Okay, well.
There's the indicator.
Well, it's time.
It is.
First news coming up, 6:13 with the Flakes here on the Cat.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.